Somebody who actually was at the ground at Seabus on Saturday night. Carissa from Tugan Seahawks, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, what'd you see?
Just a lot of craziness. You know, the footy, the reserve grade game was amazing. The atmosphere was awesome. It was an awesome game of footy. Come down to Golden Point, 28-all, and, you know, went into the five-minute Golden Point, and all of a sudden, you know, Crumlin kicked a goal, and it was a great goal and a great game. And then all of a sudden, yeah, someone's on the field that was in a Tugan shirt that really, you know, isn't a part of the club, isn't a member, and doesn't play football for Tugan. So quite upsetting to do that at the end of a game.
So he's a 27-year-old Belinga man. We know that. Apparently been on the drink, allegedly, for most of the morning. But the crowd were booing him, which was, you know, it was good that they were, like, not happy at all. But it tarnishes the game that everyone is speaking about this.
And, you know, the senior club have done such a great job to, you know, build up the club and to build up the, you know, the rapport of Tugan and what we've got in the community. And it's such a shame that after such an awesome game of footy, the atmosphere was amazing, you know, that one punch can just kill that and, you know, kill the name of the club. It's an awesome club and we don't tolerate it and we won't have that violence.
Yeah, look, and I know that, and it's good that Tugan's come out on the, you know, the front foot and, you know, distance yourselves away from this guy, but some people must have known him. Hopefully he, you know, the people that do know him and went to the game with him, try and make him realise exactly what he's done because, you know, one, you know, we know that refs are so important to our team. Yeah. We know the story about the one punch kills, all of that. It's just a really sad occasion for the sport.
Oh, a really sad occasion. And I'm a mum of a ref. My daughter refs and has been refing for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that stuff that I don't want for my daughter to have to be, you know, subjected to if she does decide to take on reffing and follow her dream.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It is, and it's, you know, it's quite upsetting. So, yeah, to let everybody know he definitely has nothing to do with the club. We don't tolerate neither the junior or senior club.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he will never be watching another game of footy, I say, ever again.
Mate, I tell you, the first thing that went through my mind is we came down for a pie night to your beautiful club and the atmosphere there on the night with all the kids and all the seniors there at the same time, the restaurant there, everyone was so chatty and happy and I just felt devastated for such a good community group to be represented by this arse clown.
Yeah, that's it's so nice to hear you guys say that and we really appreciate it because we're one club, one family and we're, you know, really building it and it's just flying every year and, yeah, thank you so much for your support and giving us an opportunity to have our say.
Yeah, just off topic, one minute.
Do you have to say it again?
I do. Mm. Can you describe an arse clown?
Mm. It's an unusual carnival game where you take a ping pong ball and you upset a clown.
Carissa, thank you so much for coming on and telling us that version of it. It's great to see that this bloke has nothing to do with the Seahawks, and congratulations on just a good game of footy.
It was an awesome game of footy. Thanks very much. Have a great day. Go the Seahawks.
Hey! Thanks,